Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Welcome.
Kia ora.
Hi-an.
Hi-an.
bit star-studded.
Yeah. A little bit. We've been looking forward to this, so thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my
today.
Pleasure.
Yeah. There's a show at Eric's tonight, After Dark Volume 2.
Yep.
Starting at 9.
Yep,
you'll
be there.
Playing. Be there. I'll be there. We'll all be there.
Might have lied a little bit now.
Laura's been throwing me in this.
Oh, I've been hard bullying, actually.
Yeah. I respect it. Yeah. I don't know what your other obligation is, but it's not as important.
No, man. No. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. You've got a lot of other shows coming up too. First UK show.
Debut UK show,
yeah.
And a couple more over there that I'm yet to announce. So
ooh,
little tour, which is exciting. Really exciting.
Yeah, congrats. And then a couple more, one in Wellington and then a Christchurch.
Yes, yeah, I've got one in Wellington, one in Christchurch, a couple more in Tamaki before I go in September.
Yeah,
it's a fun little August ahead, eh?
Yeah. What has been sort of brought you in to making music and
I was like really into DJing and like electronic music, like the dubstep kind of era, like 2011. That was like, I was like 14 or 15, and it's just like getting into it then.
Yeah.
And I did like live sound for a bit, like sound mixing, and then I was kind of like, nah, fuck this. I want to be the guys that people are setting up for. So
yeah.
I was working in retail for a few years, and then just after COVID, I was like, okay, kind of reassessed as like most people did, and was like, okay, I'm really going to charge it now, and been able to quit my job and do it full time, and come and do fun stuff and hang out with people like you. And
yeah. Oh, stoked. Yeah. No.
You just had a recent set on Triple J. For those of you who haven't heard that,
it's massive. It's so good. I think I listened to it three times.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What was it like playing for like, I'd say they're an international radio station. They're somewhat renowned. What was it like?
It was cool. It was really easy because, like, obviously they're in Aussie, so I wasn't in the studio or anything. So it was just literally me in my bedroom with my mixer.
Oh,
and I was like,
cool.
Fun. This just feels really chill.
Great.
But I was, super stoked to be reached out to by them. And Caitlin, the producer that does that show, is like super tapped in with a lot of great underground music. Mm. It was really cool as well. Messy played that weekend, slot as well that weekend. So
Cool.
We're both from Gizzy, so it was like everyone
represent.
From Aotearoa was from Te Tairawhiti, which is sick.
Cool. Messy's super cool.
So rad.
On that Triple J, I think they mentioned an upcoming EP.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. Tell us a bit more about that, I guess.
Yeah, I'm
if you can, or
I can. Yeah. The reason I'm hesitant is because I'm like, when is it coming out? Because that is up to me, and I'm like the king of pushing back a deadline.
I just
need to commit. But it's coming out this year.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of cool features on it, like lots of vocal features and some other producers that I've worked with.
Sick.
But yeah, it is on the way in the pipeline.
I'm
aiming for like November.
Yep.
Would be ideal.
Cool.
So I'll probably be back down when it comes out as well. I'll do a little tour around.
Yeah, cause sick.
I love coming to Dunedin.
100% making that show.
Yes.
I'll book you in.
Please do. So you just released a collab with Saatchi. Tune.
That was really cool. They just like hit me up and were like, hey, do you want to do a little remix? And did it, and just kind of did like a SoundCloud exclusive, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Shout out labels making things tricky to like release on streaming platforms. we wedged it in there. It was really cool. Just lovely guys. Easy to work with. Such a fun song too. So
It was really fun.
That brings me to the next question. Are there any other artists, New Zealand, worldwide, whatever, that you'd really like to collaborate with?
I'll leak a little sneaky one I've been working on, but I got hit up by Scribe.
Really?
So I've got a garage track with Scribe, which is insane. That's just like, I don't know, just little me is so stoked about that. Like, that's the
iconic
dude that put me onto music.
Scribe,
kind of thing.
Have you done a remix of a Scribe track previously?
I've bootlegged Dreaming like a few years back. That's just the guy. And I was just like, old New Zealand hip hop on an electronic beat. So sick.
So cool.
So that's really fun. But like, there are a few, like, mainly producers that I like to work with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really like Club Angel. He's from mm-hmm. Aussie. He's cool. Really, really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, but vocalists,
like, not so much.
Yeah, well, like a float in or something like that would be insane.
Massive.
But we're casting the net far and wide there. We'll stick to scribe for now. Shout out, Uncle.
Sick. What has been one of your favourite sets that you've done? Obviously, you've been doing.
I really
recently, but a standout.
I had a lot of fun at Rhythm and Vines the year just gone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I played two sets. I played three in the end. Mm. But I played one on the campers night, which is like the 28th, so it's not open to everyone, just the campers. Mm. And that was like packed out. I thought I did really great. Mm. And then the next day, they had someone miss their flight from Melbourne, so they couldn't make the slot. And I was the first one that got hit up because they were like, you killed it the other night.
Oh, nice. Sick.
So I was really stoked on that set. And then I got like a great kind of like, I don't know, like, reminder that
reaffirming.
It was reaffirming, kind of rebooking, kind of
cool.
So that was really fun, and lots of energy there.
Had you played before?
I had played a couple of times, but just like always earlier slots, which is
Do you play with Who Shot Scott?
I DJ with Who Shot Scott, so I've done rhythm with him before. That was the only other time I've been kind of here and had a look around the studios here. It was when we played with some O Week show as with Young Gravy out there. You can't see me pointing.
Last year.
It feels like earlier this year, but it was.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I was just down in Dunedin. I was like, wait, that was a year and a half ago now. Yeah. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's the worst technical difficulty that you've run into while DJing?
Fucking Rhythm and Vines again. It was like my first time ever playing there. I know, highs and lows. It was like a while ago when I was like making a different kind of, like, I was making like more trap kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I had like a really nice little slot like right before Montel 29.9.
Cool.
And I was playing on a DJ like controller, like a tractor controller. And I didn't know that, like, if they bounce enough from, like, subs or just, like, a wobbly stage, they shit themselves, basically.
Oh, shit.
So I was playing, and it just, like, starts falling apart in front of me and just, like, glitching songs and then not playing on one side and just, like, mucked out. And then I had to learn on the fly how to use a Serato controller.
Yeah.
So that was just so horrible. It was just fun.
Yeah.
Nah, I was...
Stressful.
Yeah, so stressful.
Damn.
But made me learn how to use CDJs, which I would recommend to everyone, just learn CDJs.
All right. Noted. Is there anything, like a pre-show ritual that you've got? Is there something that you like to do before a show? Constantly?
I feel like I used to have little things that I'd do to, like, kind of calm myself down, but, now my pre-show ritual is just, like, the few days before, make a great set, run through it a few times, have, like, a lot of variations, just get to know my library really well, so I'm confident going on and not all anxious, and, that's a good pre-show ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I just like to...
Show up,
yeah, have fun, and have a little boogie beforehand.
Yeah.
No fingerboarding before the show?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's just, like, a pre-life ritual during life ritual.
Everyday thing. You got it here. Let's see some fingerboarding right now.
I did
for the listeners that don't know, how would you describe this? It's a tiny, tiny skateboard show.
It's a really cool tiny skateboard.
It's probably cooler than a... Should I document this for... And then we'll
where can we... All right. Yeah. I was trying to get in a way that we could...
Yeah, yo.
Trying to get in a way we could hear it as well, like some fingerboard ASMR.
Yeah, there should be some fingerboard ASMR.
It can be my next niche.
Yeah.
That's for when I fall off. I'm straight on YouTube with the ASMR fingerboard.
What's your best track on the fingerboard?
Yeah,
we're keeping this running.
I had a lot of questions about the fingerboarding.
I really like tray flips.
Yeah,
that's the way that they like.
Nice. That was really clean. I know the listeners heard that.
It was really awesome, guys, by the way.
Absolutely awesome.
Can you hear it? Can you hear
I'm hearing it. So I hope the listeners are as well.
Giving all my like English teachers PTSD from us just all like smacking them on the desk.
Tactics, yeah.
All right, we've got a question here about your hats. It seems as though you have, or beanies, I should say.
Yeah.
We've got a sick one on right now. Tell us the collection. How vast is it? Where are they coming from?
I didn't realize that it was that much of a thing. I do love beanies. I got asked it like in an interview the other day as
true.
Well.
Oh my gosh.
Like, do you have hair, bro? And I was like, I do. I'm glad I bought it today because it's freezing down here.
Yeah, I think we're like 6 degrees currently.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Probably colder than you used to.
This is a basement beanie. So like the Tamaki Collective. This one's reversible, which is quite fun. Mm. So if I want to be a Crip, I can make it blue. I have just... I just buy way too many clothes, basically. Yeah. I've got lots and lots of hats and beanies. And I used to work at Recycle Boutique. So I feel like that kind of like boosted my wardrobe when I was there in that period, and it's kind of like just trickled on from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's so funny. I do love hats and beanies.
Yeah. It's funny that someone else has asked that already.
I love a good bandana.
I thought we were being original with that question.
I'm on the hat or the bandana buzz. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm rocking the bandanas these days. It's fun. Mainly because I'm growing out my
hair. I get terrible hat hair. If you keep the hat on at all times. Yeah, that's the thing.
They can't see the hair. I think that actually also plays into it as well. Like, I'm really lazy and I just don't get haircuts. Like, if I'll get a nice haircut, then 2 weeks I'm like, no hat on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
then the hat goes.
Then I'm like, oh man, I'm scruffy as. Let me put a hat on and pretend I've got my stuff together.
Yeah. And then it, you know, completes a fit or something.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's the little cherry on the top of the cake that is high on.
Right. We've got a couple more questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
First, I hate UKG shirt.
T-shirt and stickers that we've now acquired.
It's sick. Tell us a story about it.
Me and my friend Harry, who's the guy that I make them with, he's got a brand called Delusional Dreamland. So he kind of handles all the printing and e-commerce stuff.
Cool.
And we're just always like back and forth thing. Like, we just have stupid sense of humor. And then also, just like love slogan tees, you know, just like big quote tees.
Mm-hmm.
The I hate UKG, just kidding, can you imagine, came from this shirt that said I hate dumplings, can you imagine, just kidding, can you imagine. And I was like, that's genius. Then we were just kind of having a few beers one night and we're like, I hate garage, ha ha ha, can you imagine. And then I went away camping one weekend and he got the samples made and I came back and he was like, I made the shirt. And then I gave one of the shirts to Badger, the DJ from the UK, and he's just like hasn't taken it off. So
cool.
And that, like,
I've seen
so many people bought him.
Blown up. I've seen, like, reposted and, like,
like, 33 Below was playing in America the other day, like, a couple weeks ago, and he was like, there's a guy in the crowd wearing a I Hate Garage shirt. And I was like, no fucking way. And Lily Allen just, like, posted a picture of Badger wearing it on her Instagram. I was like, I've made it.
Yeah. That's the top. That's,
And we're restocking soon.
Ooh, exciting.
New colorways, too.
Shotgun.
get in there.
I think final question. You mentioned the last time you were in Dunedin. Was that going great? Was it?
Last time I was here was actually for Baseline.
Oh, cool.
Earlier in the year.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. It was actually really, really sick. So I'm super excited to be back.
Yeah.
Because the crowd was great and everyone was there for a boogie. And
It was super cool. I'm so excited for a boogie tonight.
Little Thursday boogie. How fun.
It's not. Best night, one of the best nights to go out, maybe, Thursday
in Dunedin, for sure.
Actually, every night, most nights in Dunedin.
I was, like, skeptical. You get, like, the Thursday booking, I'm like, oh, man, am I, like, is this just not it? And then I was like, wait, it's Dunedin.
It is Thursday. I've got no class tomorrow, so.
Mean.
Yeah.
If it's perfect. A day that ends with day, then it's good in Dunedin.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh, wicked.
Right. Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners before we...
Nah, come out tonight. Yeah. Have a cunny. Come grab a UKG sticker off me. Just happy to be here, and I'll be back later on in the year as well.
Yes. Yeah. Very exciting times. All right. And we've queued a track. Runners.
Sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out Dead Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolute tune.
And awesome music video too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It shows through. So, tonight, Eric's few tickets left.
Yeah, get in there. Final release.
Come for a boogie. Thanks for listening, guys, and keep it locked.
Yeah.
This is High End.
Run to the beat, see the bass, get stuck to my feet.
Seebs. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.